You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Stephen Ng is the founder of Spinbox, a company which makes portable turntables with the aim of bringing music on vinyl to entirely new audiences. Stephen is a classically trained musician and is also known as DJ Question Mark, where he mixes techno and flute music, touring the world playing gigs. He's also a staple of New York and London fashion weeks, often providing the soundtrack for the catwalk. And it's the creative DIY style of Stephen's life he wanted more people to experience when he created Spinbox, an affordable record player you assemble yourself. With a durable, waterproof cardboard shell, the lightweight turntable allows you to play records at any speed and includes built-in speakers and an amplifier. The unit is USB compatible, meaning you can charge it and play music anywhere. Here's Stephen now with his story and that of Spinbox.
It's a tricky path. Like, I was from music background, so I was classical trained flutist, and then I happened to meet a DJ, so I became a DJ, and I found it's so fun, because as a DJ you have to think what you're gonna play. There's no sheet, there's no rules. So that's what DJ attracted me. Then I become a music producer, so I'd make my own music. And one day, there were a lot of product designers around me, just a lot of my friends were product designers, so they were like, yeah, you should maybe considering make something like physical, because music is quite, sometimes it's quite hard to describe to people, like, oh, I'm making like hip-hop, I'm making funk, and people would be, what that actually sounds like. But as a product, you just like present it and people will be, oh yeah, I know what that is and how that goes. So I just happened to like do something related or highly connected to me, which is a turntable maybe. And I was always a like toy fan, and you know, a lot of Japanese like Gundam or like figure toys. So I was always a DIY fan as well. So I just combined two of them, a DIY toy like, but it's really realistic turntable. As a typical Asian kid, like my mom just pushed me to learn piano when I was like 7 or 6. And then after a few years, I was like, I just didn't have any interest in that. And then my mom just offered me another chance, just like you choose another one as a trade. So for some reason, I just picked flute. And I think at that timing, I was old enough to understand what music brought me and what's the fun part of learning music. So I just kind of fell in love into music, and I had fun in learning flute because it's a bit easier than piano, and I got more like a sense of accomplishment. And then I joined the big band when I was in high school, and I met a DJ at the same time. So I just started learning DJ and how to use all the equipment and all those stuff. And then when I was in the uni, I was part in the theater department. So I started making music, produced the soundtrack for theater play. So that's the starting point for me as a music producer. It's a long learning process. I'm still learning now. Yeah, but the good side of it, it's like, I have to learn how to arrange my time for sure. Like, so how many hours a week to work on Spinbox, because there are a lot of administrating. But at the same time, Spinbox as a door opener, that opens a lot of door for my music career. For example, it brought me to Jazzy Jeff. It brought me to like DJ Craze. It brought me to a lot of big name DJs. And so I have an opportunity to talk to them, because some of them have the same mindset as me. Vinyl is important. Vinyl, it's something we have to pass to the next generation, because a lot of good music, it's not famous enough for those big labels to make it digitalized. So it stays only on vinyl. If we don't pass that to our kids, it will disappear. It will be like throw away. Yeah, so that's some big name DJs think as the same way. So I think that's a really good chance for me to have a conversation about those with them, and for sure, and the music as well. It's up and down. Like to be honest, like running a business, you'll get some like extremely good or extremely bad reviews and feedbacks. It's all a learning process, and it's how, I think it's very good to see how people expect, because some people like it's the cardboard here is quite solid, but the cardboard, the word cardboard in your mind, that might sound really weak, that might sound really like not structured. So people kind of worry about, oh, is that, it's actually water repellent. So if you spread some water on it, it's totally fine. But people will be like, is that like fireproof? Is that waterproof? Does it get burned? They got a lot of different imaginations. So it's quite interesting to learn how you describe your product and how you deliver your idea and how to make it as close as possible to deliver all the information to your customers. It might sound a bit cliche, but it's just try and error. Like, I got an idea, so we have to fake it first. So we just tear down some circuit board from some other product and try to make the sound and make that work in the cardboard box. Our prototype was in a pizza box, like actual pizza box.
Of course.
Yeah. So I just tried to tear down the speaker, like the core module, so from different turntables, and try to put that together and make it work and see how that sounds. And we, in one of the prototype, it's a speaker, like cardboard speaker. But in the end of it, we just decided not to use that because it takes too much space. We've got around 10 different prototypes, and then it becomes this. We had to find different providers, like manufacturers. So manufacturers for core module, manufacturer for cardboard box, manufacturer for even those little gadgets like knobs or these feet. Different parts have different providers. And then we had to find a manufacturer who can put everything together. So that's the final stop of the mass production. So that spent a few months, and we've been traveling in China and Taiwan looking for those different manufacturers. It's quite a journey. The first campaign was only in Taiwan. That was in 2016. And that one we've sold 4,000 units in 2 months. And it's quite crazy, because back in that time, the vinyl culture, like a little bit history background, like Taiwan is not, there's not a long history of vinyl culture because there's no pressing plant in Taiwan. So most of the vinyl were brought by a US military when there was World War II. So it's not a long history place. So not even mentioned about the vinyl selling. And during that crowdfunding campaign, because we dropped only in Taiwan, so 4,000 unit, and we've licensed another 7-inch vinyl from a label in Brighton called Freshly Squeezed Music, and because that's a electro swing, which is one of my favorite. So I just pressed that and include that as one of our crowdfunding pack. So we've also sold 3,500 7-inch in 2 months in Taiwan. That must have been the bestseller, yeah, in that year. So we did something, I think that's quite amazing, because people think that's fresh. It's weird, like in here, maybe I got a lot of vinyl collection from my dad. I got a turntable at home when I was little, but in Taiwan it's not like that. So when people see turntable and people see me scratch on that, they think that was fresh. So the crowdfunding went quite well. And the following year, in 2017, we dropped another one on Kickstarter. So we did like 3,800 units on Kickstarter. Yeah, which is quite amazing as well. Until now, we've been selling around 12,000 in total around the world. If you call that as an entrepreneur, it's fun. It's really fun. But it's a tough way to learn. Yeah, but I've learned a lot, and I quite enjoy that. It feels like you can never be ready for anything, but you have to be ready for facing all the adventures, because you have to just like take all the tasks every day. When you open your eyes and say, oh my God, there's something new happening. Oh my God, there's something I have to sort out. Yeah, just keep the passion, I guess. visit our website spinbox.cc. We can ship around the world in 7 days. Yeah, so just like drop the order on website and you'll get it.
Stephen Ng, also known as DJ Question Mark, founder of Spinbox. My thanks to Stephen for coming in to share his story. Thanks as well to Nora Ull, who mixed and edited this episode. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.